This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is My Economy Time, our series where we ask you how you're feeling in your economic day-to-day. Today's installment looks ahead to the start of NAFTA renegotiations tomorrow, specifically the wine and spirits discussion.
This is Javier Martinez, CEO of Martinez Brands, which is importing and wholesale wines and spirits from Mexico mainly. My advice would be for the Mexican negotiators to be strong. You know, we don't want to kill this agreement because it has been beneficial for the three parties, Mexico, U.S. and Canada. Be strong, you know. Do not give up on stupid things like tariffs because it will damage the commerce between the two countries. So be strong, be firm. My view right now is that there is a strong demand for Mexican products in the U.S. Tequila is growing at 6% every year. Mezcal is growing double digits. Even if you kill NAFTA and you will have to impose and go by the rules of the World Trade Organization, last case scenario, the U.S. imposes a tariff. That will affect, obviously, the price and eventually the demand, but not to the point of killing the commerce between the two countries. The Mexican producers already have the American interest defending NAFTA, the commerce between the two countries. And they have actually, for the first time in so many years, coordinated a strategy. So something that we didn't have, you know, 7 months or 8 months ago when we start talking about, you know, this issue. This time, you know, allow us to coordinate, okay, what is your interest in Mexico and how do they connect with the interest within the United States? That is happening right now. We are, I think both sides are well prepared to fight the fight.
Dr. Javier Martinez there, the CEO of Martinez Brands there in Pasadena, California. Do take a minute. If you would send us your story, there's a place you can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.